Move your computer a little bit, so it's not sort of like in the camera. It's not good.
But okay now.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, and we are recording. So, okay.
Hey everybody, welcome to the detailed design meeting. Last time we discussed the squishy fruitiness of our remote controls and how we might pursue that, and I think also we've come up with some ideas. And we also talked about materials we'd use and what kind of chip would be necessary. So for later in the meeting, I've done a spreadsheet of production costs, so we'll take a look at that. And see if it's changed at all from when we last discussed it. So, actually, yeah. You guys want to give a prototype presentation?
Okay. Well. So our design looks something like this. This being the wheel that you use to change channels or volume or whatever. This is a button, serves as the power button if you hold it down, and you just tap on it, I think it brings up the menu. And the base of the remote control, which has a squishy, spongy, rubbery feel, is interchangeable, so you can change the color according to, you know, the suit your living room or whatever.
And you can change the vegetable.
Yeah, you can change the vegetable.
Is that broccoli?
It's not broccoli. So this snaps off, and you can put on whichever one you want. This is not to scale, because it's got the battery inside it. There's a mango. It's trendy fruit. It's not just ordinary fruit. So you don't have orange, you have mango. Maybe strawberry is not as trendy.
It's very bright strawberry.
So we'll come up with a variety of trendy and exciting fruit designs with your remote control. And then people will be encouraged to buy 3 or 5 of them, because they'll need to switch them up.
It's been a little bit difficult to make sure that it's hand-holdable and that the user can use it. You know, it's not too big, but we think that this, you know, the size will be okay. And we will have to fit the battery case in there somehow. And I guess the only other thing that we really didn't talk about was design yet, actually, would be the thing, the locator.
The locator is just a chip that's inside there.
Okay, so that's just...
And the beeper is also inside there, too, somewhere.
So you have to have a button on your... You have to attach the button to the...
Yeah, we didn't design that.
Yeah, we have that. That exists.
But it would be coordinating with that.
Yeah. Okay, that can, you know, match the hand, so... The broccoli. Mango. Ta-da.
If you want to look in your project documents folder, there's an Excel spreadsheet. The only one that's in there, production costs. And if you open it up, I've just stuck the numbers in. It's a real challenge. But if I missed anything that we've gone over, or if you see something that has changed, I mean, we decided on batteries, and the regular chip would be necessary for the more advanced iPod-like button. I said uncurved or flat. I think that's what you have there. Is that right? For the plastic part would be.
My impression was that flattened it like one of the square remotes. But it's really not very clear because you've got single curve and double curve, and
right.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. One side is curved and then the other side is curved.
Well, if we're talking about the area just, I don't know, I guess we'd have to contact the company that makes them and see. So what else? There's plastic for that area around the button. And then rubber would be the squishy-like thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of special colors, actually. Scroll down. Do you see anything that I've missed?
No, I think that's all right.
Yeah, so that would make our total of 11.9, which is less than 12.5, which means we have to make even more profit. And if we sold a lot of squishy things. Yeah. Okay. What did you work on?
Evaluation criteria.
Okay, so.
I've got a presentation. Silence. Okay. Right, what happens is we have to decide whether this whole project we've been working on actually meets the standards we were set at the start. Okay. The method is I've analyzed the user requirements and integrated them to the trends found in marketing reports and in our company's strategy marketing. And the findings were that we need it to look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, and this is everything's listed down. Look in a certain way, feel in a certain way. It has to be technologically innovative, and it has to be easy to use. These are all things we looked at the start, and criteria that have to be met. We have to use a table, I'll show you that later, together to decide whether it meets the standards. And we have therefore in total we have 11 points according to which this should be evaluated, and the quite well basically the findings are the same as the evaluation criteria. I would like to show you the table we have to use. No. This is the table. Can you see this here? So the questions I've given you, could you write that down? True is 1 and false is 7. And we'll just go through each point together, hopefully. I think if each of us gives an opinion, then they can be mixed somehow. I don't know how it works exactly. I haven't been told.
Is it possible that we can bring this up on our own?
Yeah, it's in the project documents.
Is it meeting 3 minutes? No, it's not.
It's called evaluation criteria. And it's under evaluation.
The PowerPoint
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You find that part? So it was yeah, choose one.
Choose one of the falses.
Do you want us to discuss this together or do you want us to do it singly?
We can do it separately and then discuss
Okay.
it if that's what people want.
So it's actually a scale.
Wait, one is true and so these are
Um,
the questions we're answering.
yes,
And one
it's if
is
it's fancy, you put
like,
one.
right,
If
okay.
it's really unfancy, it's
If it's
seven.
somewhere in between, you put four.
Yeah, or something.
Okay. it feel fancy?
He's like, oh, yeah.
No.
There shouldn't really be questions.
The battery is easy to insert.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yes?
Very, very true. I imagine there's somewhere on the front, yeah, a little case that you put in.
Okay.
Can we just start writing?
I'm probably not supposed to use a whiteboard. Do we, is it necessary?
I don't think so. It's,
we'll just do,
yeah, the marker had kind of stopped working last time.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Never be one. Unless you feel you need it.
I don't feel like
okay.
Right, right, so 1.1. We're just going to circle
one.
Right. Oh, I don't know. Right. One.
Five.
Five.
Five. Two. Okay, so do we just stand it up and divide it by four? Is that what the company does?
I think we should.
It's four if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It adds
yeah.
to 16 plus four.
Oh, no, it adds to 13. 1552.
Oh, I thought she said five.
Mm. 1552 is 13 over 4 for now. I think that's. Next?
3. 6.
6.
2.
I wasn't cheating, I swear.
Right, 1.3 is.
So, wait, so 1 was true and 7 was false?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys really didn't like it?
I thought it was the other way around, too. So we do have about the same thing, we just
Yeah,
it was 1 is
one
true
no
and
points, you know,
4 is 7. I should have cut the table up.
Oh,
just,
gosh. Okay.
I'll just
well,
reverse them all, it's no problem.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad this came out.
I was like, why did you guys design it that way?
I thought you guys hated it.
That's quite funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, starting again, 1.1.
1. Say 2.
3.
2. Okay, 1.2.
3. 2.
2.
2. Okay. 1.3.
1.
1.
1. 2.1?
2.
2.
2. think I missed two.
Wait, is that 2.1?
Yeah, I put it
down
1.4.
1.4,
1.5. Okay, sorry.
I have two.
And one. Sorry about that. 2.2, which is 1.5.
One.
3. Wait, where did I put 3?
One.
I meant one on mine too. 3.1, is that correct on my
yeah.
slide?
Yeah.
One.
4.1, 4.3, 3.2, 3, 3, 1, 4.1, 1, 2, 5, 2, 4.2, 2, 3, 4, 2, and 4.3, 2, 1, 1, 2. Right, so I put 1 on that. Okay, I'll just do the calculations now if you want to continue.
Okay.
Or is it tedious? I'm sorry this was so tedious.
No, no, that's, I think we should look at the ones that, like, where people said 4, or where, it looks like we might want to discuss changing an aspect of the remote.
Okay. Well, the worst ones were 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have the slide? 3.1.
That was material.
Slideshow. Material, technologically innovative. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to change it? What are the suggestions?
Which one is that again, sorry, 3.1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it's 3.1 was not that good. 4.1.
Is the shape?
The shape.
I think
4.2.
See, I'm having trouble imagining that. Is it going to be the size, like the controller, or bigger?
Yeah, it would probably be.
Because
what if we just smash all the vegetables down the flat, and like then if you could hold it in your hand better?
I think the base would definitely be larger because some of these are not as easy to hold.
Yeah.
Kind of smallish.
No, but I imagine even if it was bigger, like if it's round and it's big, then you can't get.
Yeah.
That's why remote controls
yeah.
are long because
yeah.
you have that thumb kind of. So they could all be bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think this is comfortable to
yeah.
sit there. Like it's
but like if you just squash them flat, like and you made it flat.
Well, for that stress ball stuff, that would be pretty squishable.
But it's still too big, I think.
Yeah. And would it even resemble fruit that way? I mean.
Yeah, like certain ones, you'd have to limit the fruit selection. Like you could probably do a strawberry still.
Yeah.
I think the broccoli would be out. Although the broccoli is quite comfortable, I have to say, like.
Yeah, but I when you were holding
yeah,
it before, it
that
actually
looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then your food sort of like broccoli, you know.
Yeah.
I wish I could think of rhubarb.
I think like broccoli is my favorite actually.
Mm.
Despite that.
I think we
what if it was just patterns on like we chose the shape or the shape could be whatever we wanted and then it would just be like a design on the rubber.
Huh?
You
oh
know
okay.
like
so
just
a
printed
color,
yeah
so
or
colored.
Yeah,
yeah,
that could work.
Yeah.
Or I mean we could even have fruit like around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
you
can
just
if
have
if
the color match or something.
Yeah, and if we want to incorporate the fruit thing somehow, there might be. I mean, if it conflicts with the comfort of actually holding
yeah.
me.
Because yeah, no one wants to hold it. Like I don't know. Some of them you can kind of see as like you could if it was only this. You know, if it was shaped like that and it just had that, the problem is you have to attach that and this has to be detachable.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's just too
well,
big.
Well, see, the reason the broccoli works is You can kind of hold it like that,
yeah,
which is
yeah,
a nice kind
joystick.
Of
joystick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
is there some way we could make it this kind of shape? Because, like,
we
kind
can
of
get that shape, but just have different colors.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. And like,
we
even.
A shape because we
or even, like, yeah, like you said, like a joystick like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, we could do. I'm trying to think of other shape, like fruits that are.
Because that, I think. I mean, that fits the whole round iPod idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You still have the comfort of holding it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, like, if it's like this, you could put fruit designs and stuff on.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Right. But, I mean, if, do we have any other ideas about that?
We could. The critical ones come out to be, yeah, that one. Battery is easy to insert for some reason, which can be easily. I think that's not a problem.
The batteries are
not
going.
Everyone gave that a one or two.
In the back.
Yeah, they'd probably be either on the front or the side.
The reason I didn't give them one, I think I gave them a three because I thought you'd have to like unclip.
No.
No.
I imagine there'd be sort of a hatch.
Just like any other
one. Okay. Yeah. So probably no, it can't be in the front because the IR is right there, but it'd be on the side probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's under three anyway. So I think it's those are the only 2 points.
Cool.
Well, yeah, the broccoli I guess wins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd agree with changing the shape. I'm just having fun making strawberries and stuff.
You're a bit off task. I can't think of any. So we'll have to like. Yeah, I don't know. You could make the touchpad in different shapes, but then it kind of redesigns the whole project. Like. But you could do
it.
Like
also sort of annoy people who get used to having the buttons.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. Yeah.
And it would probably cost more to produce.
Yeah, that's true.
Just that irregular.
Mm-hmm. How about having different colors is a lot cheaper than having different shapes too?
Yeah. Which is what printing might be. Like just printing the fruit. Production evaluation. It's a project evaluation.
You want this and it come up.
I guess we're supposed to discuss the process of the project and how satisfied. Mm. Oh, it's alright. Mm.
It's alright,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel there was a lot of room for creativity and sort of?
Sure.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, fruit and squishiness had more creativity.
Sponginess. The prototype making was very creatively stimulating, and I think we've come up with a product that's fun and meets all the criteria.
And how was our leadership and teamwork?
I think it was good. We knew what we were doing. It was a very democratic process and everyone got to contribute.
Well, I thought my leadership was crap, personally.
Well, I told us when to start and when to end, and that's all that
yeah.
matters. I think you're fine. Good job.
I'm never going to do a management position. I know that now. yeah, I thought we all
worked
very
yeah,
well
we
together.
It all sort of blended.
Yeah,
well.
I think it, more than anything, we didn't really have our set rules so much as we just would be like,
yeah.
All had ideas.
Very democratic.
Yeah.
No spats, that was good. and the needs for like the materials we used, how convenient were they? Like the pens, the whiteboard. I mean,
well, I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft PowerPoint or any
Are you a Mac
stuff.
Person?
No, no, I never touch Macs either. I just use the Unix or the off-market sort of WordPerfect and all these other things.
Hmm.
Which doesn't allow you to front.
Well, the problem is if you don't, like, my new computer never has WordPerfect, so I have to go track someone down who has an old disk and then I have to reinstall it. So I have all these documents I can't use now. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's okay.
I felt like my, I don't know if it was just my role, but I thought that the information that was available to me was kind of just like, or maybe it was just the idea that we had, but there's kind of, it was kind of like, okay, I don't really think, I don't know what I'm doing here, so I didn't really think it was helpful. So I kind of just made up my own stuff, and
yeah.
I didn't really like the PowerPoint presentations, so I kind of wrote a lot of notes instead. But
mm.
Yeah, I don't really like PowerPoint.
Yeah. I never use it.
Yeah, but
I can't say I found everything particularly helpful.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
first bit of information
was
like a child's drawing. How remote works.
No, mine was really helpful. Wasn't it? My stuff was quite helpful. I think.
I mean,
I think it
my
depends
problem.
On the role. No?
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, because my problem was you guys had access to like they'd send you to sites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't do that. So I didn't really know what you guys were doing, and then you were talking about it. It's just like, yeah, that's why I seem so ignorant when you're explaining things. It's like,
yeah, mine was mostly made up, except when they told me like, you know, titanium costs more than
yeah.
wood to make a remote control.
But it must have been quite difficult for them to build the whole
system,
because of course they can't give you a anything comparable to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but it's
I think it's interesting how it all went together. Like, I had the stuff about how rubber is cheap and how it's spongy and
yeah.
seems planned. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of thought that, I felt like I would go and, like, try to use my information or, like, I'd make this stupid little presentation and then, like, I just would end up talking about something completely unrelated because, I don't know, I felt like I was off task all the time. But,
I mean, we really got into talking about, like, personal practicality. Like, it wasn't necessarily what was, like, we would never have thought of fruit or sponginess, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I hadn't told the fruit was.
But I think that it might be to see whether people actually all come up with the same.
Oh, right, given certain information, or?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
if everyone's given the same input, I don't know, anyway, what's next? I know that's not.
What did you guys think of the pens?
They're pretty cool.
I mean,
it's hard to write with them.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I've forgotten once or twice to check the box.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
They're nicer than the pen that I'm using. Because, like, your stuff actually shows up here rather than having to look at the screen and write.
Mm.
But even so, you know.
And new ideas found?
Yeah, it's all very new.
Yeah.
It's very new.
Yeah, I think I'd like to, like, it was, I think the microphones are okay when you're sitting down, but, like, they're kind of clumsy, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we just kind of have to, like, really.
Well, they drop off if you, like, move too much.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're...
But I don't think we're supposed to be testing these microphones. Maybe we are. I don't know.
I think the... all this technology, like... I guess some people must be interested in using it, but I can't imagine finding it any more useful than, like, looking at someone's
yeah.
notes. Or
well, the
like,
thing is, like, I actually worked in a company, and I had a role, and I had to go to meetings. And, like, the last thing I would have wanted would be to have to watch a video because I missed a meeting. Usually I miss meetings deliberately. There's really not that much information that actually goes through a real meeting, like
yeah.
when you're actually at a real meeting in a real company.
Hmm.
It's mostly like rehashing old stuff and just sort of going over general stuff that anybody who's been on task should already know. It's like, there's just really not a lot of information.
It's kind of like an excessive.
It seems like way overkill.
Yeah.
Like if I missed a meeting, I could probably get it summed up in like one sentence.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need to have to watch like a 2-hour video with the sound and the transcript. And I guess it would be. It's gotta be worth it. Cause I'm just mostly curious about like what kind of person or like company would really find it useful. Cause I can't really imagine. How about a PETA? I don't know.
Does anyone want to talk about fruit more while we still have time? And any other ideas?
What's the end? Are we supposed to? Are you supposed to write a report? Are we ending? The end?
We still have time if there's any other input. I mean, I think we did really well personally, which is why we've, you know, gone through this so quickly. Because I mean, we all kind of agree that our product is satisfactory, it fits the budget, and it's trendy.
Amazing.
So I think that's all for today.
Okay, we have to fill in all this stuff.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
Yeah.
I think I've learned how to bring Play-Doh to books. I think it would be a good idea. I like it.
It's hard enough to get people actually paying attention, especially if you have food.
So I guess we're supposed to write final reports.
All of us?
Or is that just me?